If you hire someone to tune your piano, chances are good that it will be a man who shows up to do it. Very few women are professional piano tuners. In the Vermont chapter of the Piano Technicians Guild, 4 of the 14 members are women. Jessica Tickton talks with some of them about work in a male-dominated field.
I have not tuned this area of the piano at all yet, but it doesn't sound too bad, and that's because this area of the piano has wound strings that are in a separate bridge. This is the
In Rose Kinnick's home studio in Franklin County, there's a plaque on the workshop shelf. It's a famous painting by Norman Rockwell called The Piano Tuner from the cover of the Saturday Evening Post on January 11, 1947. A middle-aged man in a suit vest stands leaning with his ear over an open piano, a young boy at his side. They're in a grand room, perhaps a library, and the piano, according to Kinnick, looks like a Steinway.
This is the image that people have of a piano tuner. This is a very well-known piece of art that has been seen by many, many people, and so I think it reinforces a stereotype.
Kinnick had a natural ear for music. She studied music theory in college and got a degree in piano technology. After a prestigious apprenticeship at Tanglewood Summer Music Festival, Kinnick moved to Vermont and became a member of the Vermont chapter of the Piano Technicians Guild. While she says she didn't face any real discrimination for being a woman, the struggle came from being young and seemingly inexperienced.
When I first started out, it was really difficult because I didn't have the experience behind me. So the first thing people wanted to know was how long I've been doing this. And then they want to know, is this your full-time job? And I don't think it was so much a gender bias as I was, I was a young woman, and it was just harder to trust that I had skills.
That may be true, but still, after 15 years working full-time in the profession, Kinnick gets asked all the time if this is a hobby.
People just don't think about it as being a profession. They think it's a hobbyist thing when it's not.
Nationally, in the Piano Technicians Guild, about a quarter of professional piano tuners are women, according to the Guild's statistics. Why is this? Kinnick says most of it has to do with past cultural norms.
Pianos were very popular at the beginning of the 20th century and the end of the 19th century. So during that era, that was a source of entertainment for people. And if you think about the traditional role of a woman in that time, it was a homemaker.
Women may have played the piano, but were not encouraged to take off the piano board and look inside.
So in this section, it's quite bright. And then when you get into here, it weakens up. So what I would be doing is I would probably try to balance that out, maybe bring down...
Emily Hilbert is 66 years old. And with her husband, Ed, of Hilbert Pianos in Bristol, has been in the business for a few decades. Once a private piano teacher in Los Angeles, her clients often asked for help and advice in buying or fixing their pianos, but she knew nothing about their inner workings of her instrument. Hilbert took an extension course on piano technology to help her clients and was surprised by how much she enjoyed it.
And I found that it was a profession that I really, really enjoyed, because I could work with my hands. I was constantly problem-solving, which kind of gave me the challenge of figuring out things, and I liked the mechanical aspect.
The job also requires business skills, like bookkeeping and accounting, as well as the personal and artistic ones.
Each piano is going to have a different personality. The customer is going to have a different personality, and your job is to try to match those up.
But piano technicians don't just tune personal pianos. University music departments at places like Middlebury College and UVM have many pianos in need of tuning and repair, and fall is a busy time for technicians like Kinnick and Hilbert. They also serve churches, summer camps, and other institutions on a regular basis. Then there are musicians and collectors who want to restore 100-year-old pianos.
My name is Emily Rose, and I'm a piano technician. This is our shop. My husband and I are both technicians. We're just kind of getting this up and running. It's used to be an old grocery store here, and so we have a showroom space with instruments, new and used instruments for sale, and then off the side here is our workshop.
Emily Rose, in partnership with her husband, Justin Rose, recently opened up a showroom and workshop called The Piano Gallery adjacent to their home in North Ferrisburg. They have new and used pianos in their shop and do a lot of repair work. Emily Rose is optimistic there's a future for piano specialists.
I think there is a future in it. I think that the same things that draw us as technicians to the old instruments are attractive to piano players as well. And there's kind of a little bit of resurgence maybe in people wanting the old vintage uprights and if they've been properly restored.
And these women are more than up to the task. While the Norman Rockwell stereotype of a piano tuner still exists, young women like Rose Kinnick and Emily Rose are fine-tuning it. For VPR News, I'm Jessica Tickton.